The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my good colleague, Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black going, exploring with space engineering and discoveries. It is also to discover February, Bob's birthday month, and your subscriptions and donations are extremely welcome. Bob's site is going to take us into the known right now of SpaceX and a company called VAST. Bob, happy birthday. What is VAST?
VAST is one of the four commercial companies or consortiums that are building space stations. It is a little unusual in that, unlike the other three, VAST is not taking any NASA money so far, and it's going to launch first. Isn't that interesting? It has a single module space station called Haven 1 that will be launched on a Falcon 9 rocket. They're keeping things simple and small. And they hope to launch sometime in August of this year, follow up with a 30-day four-astronaut mission thereafter. And since they are getting close, VAST and SpaceX, which is providing the launch vehicle, have jointly requested research proposals for this first 30-day mission. They're both putting out a request. If you're a scientist and you want to get some experimentation on a small space station, submit your proposals. What's interesting about this in a lot of ways is the fact that they're going to launch first is an indication once again that if you don't work with NASA, the bureaucracy fades away and you can work faster. And what VAST is doing is they're going to build this station, launch it, fly astronauts to it, and then they're going to join the other three proposals and submit to NASA's full development contract. The contracts it's given out so far are just preliminary study contracts with some construction supposed to take place. And then they're going to follow up with a big contract for two of those four consortiums. And VAST is setting itself in a good position because it'll have launched something already. In addition, if you're a scientist, NASA's bureaucracy could take forever to get an experiment on board. This is a much faster, simpler process, likely, and so you're going to see scientists submit to this. It's a good idea.
Bob, have you seen a photograph of the VAST space station? What's it resemble?
All right, I have posted on Behind the Black the single module showing the interior of it. This is artist concept, but this is how they're designing the interior. And you're talking about an interior that is probably about the size of three Dragon capsules, a little less. And so there's not a lot. The four astronauts on there is going to be a little crowded. But nonetheless, it's a first try to learn how to do this kind of stuff. I think it's a good idea. Good idea, and I think it puts VAST in a very, very good position.
SpaceX, Boca Chica, contractors, building what, Bob?
Oh, this is just the general contracting construction that's going on as SpaceX expands its operations, not only in Boca Chica, but in the whole Brownsville area of South Texas. And so the San Antonio Express News in San Antonio put out an article that gave the impression that SpaceX is routinely skiffing the outside construction contractors that it's hiring to do these various contracts. They point out that there's at least 29 contractors, maybe 35, depending on how you count, that have filed 77 liens against SpaceX since 22 for valuing $2.5 million. They admit, though, that this number is very unclear. They admit it's a very small percentage of the total. They admit that this is routine in the construction industry. It always takes a while to get paid, and sometimes, just as pro forma, the contractor puts a lien on just to make it clear they want to get paid. I am not sure if SpaceX is really sticking anybody. I have a feeling this might just be another propaganda press effort to slander Musk and his companies. Either way, the company should try to clear these up as quick as possible, but I suspect this is actually the routine of the business. And I had a variety of people on Behind the Black comment from the construction industry saying this is a This is a hit job. That this is not unusual at all.
Musk is in the news, so I'm sure their lawyers said it. Now's the time. Bob, SpaceX is also dealing with Astranis. What is that?
Astranis is a communications satellite company that puts up CubeSats in geosynchronous orbit. It already has five up there, all launched by SpaceX, and it's basically a company that's reconfiguring, redesigning, and upgrading the design of geosynchronous satellites. Instead of doing giant big ones that cost a lot, you can only launch once in a while, they're doing small ones and putting a constellation together. Well, the five they've got up there is doing well, so they're going to launch another five, and they've given SpaceX another contract for that because the costs are less with SpaceX. And so this is just an example of you lower the cost to launch, and new companies arrive with new ideas, and so launch business grows.
A fourth tourist flight to ISS. When you go to ISS, Bob, is it a different preparation on Earth? Do you have to pass different physicals and that sort of thing?
You have to pass the NASA bureaucracy and its rules. And so NASA requires – sorry, let me back up. Axiom is going to have its fourth tourist flight to ISS. It's going to take four passengers. It's commander is Peggy Whitson, but the rest of the crew is from Poland, Hungary, and India. It's basically an international flight, and the company had made deals with those three countries years ago to fly astronauts to space, and this flight fulfills those agreements. Now, as for NASA, NASA has lots of rules and regulations and requirements on what kind of work you do, what you do on the station, and so this always slows things down. They also charge a lot, which is one reason some people don't go to the station at all. And so, yes, there is a difference, John, and it's one of the reasons private stations are going to be more efficient and better.
Isaacman, his flights didn't go to ISS, so he didn't have the same regulations?
That's exactly right. If he had gone to ISS, he probably could not have done his spacewalk. NASA would have nixed it. He had freedom working just with SpaceX. It's one of the reasons he has not done any docking missions with ISS, and why some other tourists have done the same thing.
And the future also includes many private space stations, space hotels. Those will not be regulated on preparation on Earth?
No, they're going to be privately owned, privately run. If NASA wants to send its astronauts there, it'll make its own rules for its own astronauts, what they can do. But if a private tourist wants to go to these private stations, they're going to be free to do what they want. You know, they'll work with the station owner, but it'll be different than NASA.
Starliner, this is a nightmare for Boeing. And what we have now is more information about Starliner and NASA. What have they decided, Bob?
No, nothing's been decided. We don't have any new information, and that's why my headline said NASA's useless safety panel makes another useless announcement about Starliner. This safety panel is ineffectual, largely corrupt. It basically doesn't really do anything for NASA. The first thing that DOGE should do is get rid of it. They had a meeting in which they briefed the press and others on what's going on. And with Starliner, they basically blathered a lot and said, oh, they're making good progress, but they specifically did not tell us anything and did mention that the progress they're making has nothing to do with the thrusters that caused the problem on the last manned flight. So in other words, they haven't told us anything. We still do not know what's going to happen with Starliner. Is Boeing going to be forced to do another manned mission at its own cost? Is NASA going to maybe give it a cargo mission to get it certified and pay for that? Or is Boeing simply going to drop the whole thing and abandon the project? We just don't know at the moment.
Is there an audit underway about what went wrong at Starliner? Has anybody launched that?
I know of no audit on the NASA side. What's going on within Boeing with its new CEO is, of course, not public knowledge. I suspect there's a great big review because they've been changing staffing. They've been removing people that have been in charge and putting new people there. And so I think that there's a major rehashing going on.
I saw in Bloomberg reporting in these last hours that Mr. Musk has heard from Mr. Oberg, the new head of Boeing, asking for help, but not with Starliner, not with a booster, but with Air Force One. The new Air Force One is under construction, has been for many years at Boeing. So I immediately...
I'm sorry, John. I just point out the Air Force One contract that was signed by Trump on his first administration to get it built within the second administration. He didn't get elected. Boeing is years behind schedule. It now says it's going to take multi-billions of dollars to refit two 747s that it built, and they won't be ready until after Trump's second administration. This is a disaster. It's another example of Boeing's real failures, and I can see why that Oberg is calling Musk, because something's got to straighten that out.
Is there more than one Musk, Bob? I mean,
who knows? Who knows? Maybe he's got robots around and we don't know it.
Remember the old Superman comic book? Superman had doubles in the closet that could come out and pretend to be Superman. I'm beginning to be curious about Musk. There are a couple of other items in the Bloomberg reporting about where he is. Even Jamie Dimon apparently hugged him and said all is forgiven. So I'm thinking, did he hug the real Musk or did he hug? You understand. All right.
Yes.
Malaysia. Everybody wants a spaceport. Why, Bob?
Well, because there's potential money, and it's a great way to diversify your economy and bring high-quality technical knowledge to your country and upgrade your people as well and bring wealth. And so the Malaysia state of Sabah, which is on the eastern end of Malaysia, it has announced it's partnering with a Ukrainian government agency to study the possibility of developing a space industry, including a space port on that state's coast. This would have to be on the eastern coast somewhere, probably in the southern part of the state, so they have a clear path into the Pacific. Whether this is going to happen or not, I don't know, but they have recognized that there's real potential with this, and they want to get in on the game. Now, so many other countries are doing it. Why shouldn't they? So that's what's going on.
When you say make money, spaceports charge a fee for boosters to use them?
You got a piece of property, it's got a facility, you want to launch a rocket there, you're not going to get access for free. Of course, you pay a fee. And that's one of the ways you make money. But it also brings industry to the country because the spaceport encourages rocket companies to possibly build facilities within the country itself. I mean, I'll use Orbex as an example in the UK. When they were going to launch from Sutherland, they built their rocket facility very close by and hired a lot of people. Now that they got to launch from Saxaford in the Shetland Islands, they got to transport the rocket across to the island. But nonetheless, it brought business to the country.
All right. We move from Malaysia to India, a navigation a satellite that's in trouble. Where is it?
This is India's first launch this year, in late January. It was a successful launch. The GSLV rocket got it into its proper transfer orbit. This is an elliptical orbit with low point at close to the Earth and a high point at the proper elevation. The satellite had its own engines. It was supposed to raise the low point up and put it on its proper orbit on its own, but those engines failed to fire. It has deployed its solar panels, which means when it gets to the low point, it actually does sail through the atmosphere, which will slow it down. They say at the moment they have not figured out any way to get those engines to start and appear like there's no way. They're going to try to use this. It's a navigational satellite, like a GPS satellite. They're going to try to use it in this orbit. But I got to tell you, with those solar panels dipping into the atmosphere of reorbit, it's not going to stay in orbit very long. And that's a very unfortunate thing.
In other words, it's going to be a loss, a total loss.
Yeah, unless they can figure out a way to raise the low point of the orbit. Unless they're working on it, but I don't think they have any way.
Here's a report from OneWeb, which I remember from years ago. Where's it been, Bob? Did I miss something?
No, it's still around. We just haven't talked about it because it's a constellation, a variation of Starlink. It provides internet globally with its satellites. It works differently than Starlink, which provides an antenna to each customer so they directly communicate with the satellites. OneWeb instead, the satellites transmit information down to ground stations, which then transfer to the customers. Well, and so OneWeb's been competing, and it's getting business, and it's gotten financing and backers within the UK and India. But in the Falkland Islands, they've had a problem. I suspect this has to do with building those ground stations. And they signed contracts that they have their service operating by 23, and this is with the local government. But that hasn't happened. And in fact, now we're to 25, and they still have not offered service. And the the local government is now talking about they want that money back, and they're talking about signing a contract with Starlink instead. So OneWeb's got to get its act together, or it's going to continue to lose the competition to SpaceX.
Is it the same model as Starlink's 12,000 satellites? No,
it's about 700, 800 satellites. It's at a higher orbit. It works differently, but it provides the same kind of service.
Orbex, what is that?
Orbex, I mentioned it earlier today. It's a rocket startup in the UK. It's a British rocket startup. And it's going to launch from Shetland Island instead of Sutherland because of regulatory red tape that delayed the permit for 3 years. But there is definitely movement. Orbex just signed a 2-launch contract with the Italian orbital tug company, D-Orbit. This is a company that's put up tugs and actually move things around in orbit. And so they signed a 2-contract deal. These launches are supposed to happen in the next few years. Obviously, Orbex has got to get its prime rocket launched and operational first, but that they got a contract suggests that they're getting more viable.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. It's Happy Birthday Month, Bob Zimmerman, the month of February. I note that for $250, you get a choice of two Bob's last two books, Genesis, The Story of Apollo 8, Christmas 1968, and Conscious Choice about spacefaring in the future, the colonies to come. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Come try new Skyline Dip Cholitos at your neighborhood Skyline today. A warm, soft tortilla filled with their amazing chili and cheese with an extra layer of cream cheese and crunchy Fritos corn chips. At participating Skyline restaurants for a limited time.